Item 17, black sea bass.
Yes.
All right, I was going to ask you about that.
Is this going to be an emergency order?
The blue paper is being handed out to you now. Involve an emergency request involving black sea bass recreational fishery. I'll go over briefly, and then we still have the other item to talk about also. The front page of the packet you're receiving is two tables. And you'll notice up on the top table, you have things at the top that go ACL, ACT, and RHL. Well, I want you to look at the RHL. That's the recreational harvest limit. In 2012, that was 1.32 million pounds coastwide. So that's not just Virginia. That's everywhere, up and down the coast, Maine to Florida. Now, when you look a little further down, about three rows down, you're going to see the 2012 wave 1 through 4 estimated MRS estimate, 2.55 million. Or right below that, the MRIP estimate, 2.2 million. Well, these are both basically, for those who may not be familiar with this, MRS, the old Marine Recreational Fisheries Statistics Survey, which is now being replaced by the MRIP, the Marine Recreational
Information
Program.
They're both ways of estimating recreational harvest.
Catch. MRIP is replacing MRS, but they did it both ways, and what they have found through wave four and what the waves are there's six waves in a year. They're 2 months each, so January and February is wave one and so forth right through the year. So all the way through August, they're estimating we've caught between 2.2 and 2.55 million pounds of black sea bass recreationally coastwide. By the time wave five comes in, which will take them through October, that's most likely going to be over 3 million pounds. So from 1.32, an overage, you're talking about 1.7 million pounds or more recreationally in the black sea bass fishery. So because of that, the federal government has closed the black sea bass fishery recreationally, and we need to coincide with that and close our season also for 2012 by emergency action. So what we have here in the second part of your packet is an emergency chapter for chapter 950. And what we are proposing is that on, as of today, the recreational black sea bass fishery in Virginia is closed. And also we added a provision in here to make it very clear, except during when it's open, which it will not be, it's unlawful for any person to fishing recreational to take, catch, or possess any black sea bass. So federally, this got closed a couple weeks ago. We would have taken up this item, obviously, on October 30th. We're not able to due to Hurricane Sandy. This is the soonest opportunity we can to close our fishery. It has been open since November 1st so far. So it's a request for an emergency.
This is an unusual but an emergency request that, quite frankly, in some way prevents the situation from getting even worse.
And we
every fish that we catch now puts us that much further over quota.
So is this a request for motion to put the reg into place today?
Yes.
And not to advertise it?
Well,
or are you going to advertise it sort of post-decision? And
you have to, if you want an emergency regulation to be effective more than 30 days, you have to hold a public hearing. So we would hold a public hearing on December 10th and make it a permanent closure for the end of the year. Ms. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I can elaborate a little bit on this, I don't want to belabor the point, but suffice it to say we have a major problem in the management of black sea bass. It's, on the one hand, a good problem to have. The resource appears to be in very good shape, and the abundance of fish, particularly in southern New England, is really rather extraordinary. And it's the catch in more of those northern states that's led to these very significant numbers you see here relative to the quotas that were established. We're going to be working very closely with the Northeast Fisheries Science Center at the Mid-Atlantic Council and the ASMFC as well to try to find a way forward. But we've got a situation where the resource is performing very well. The assessment hasn't quite caught up to that, and the quota set at a much lower level because some of the uncertainty around the life history of the species and the way the quotas are being set through the SSC process. Jack points out the fact that despite all of that, If we continue fishing right now, we're essentially digging a deeper hole. And the way the regulations are set up, we have to pay that back. We're looking at some things that might mitigate that in the future at the council level, but that's kind of where we are based on our understanding of the facts today. So as hard as it is to shut down a fishery that's performing well, I think it is appropriate because we will be saving ourselves a future payback that would be worse than it already is, and it's already pretty significant. But having said that, also the January and February opener that is before you for a staff recommendation for public hearing for December, that is, I think, a very important opener. I'll just point out in the context of all this accountability that the catch during that period will not count against the quota because wave one is not sampled. And so the catch that occurs then is not going to contribute to the overage. So I think that's an important element of the fishery. You'll be considering that at the December meeting. I regret that I can't attend that meeting, but just wanted to point out how important I think that is as a component of the fishery.
Thank you. Any other comments? Mr. Tanker.
I just mentioned, and for the sake of it, the editorial on the Eastern Shore News past issue talked about how the MRIP, or MRIP, or however you call it, sort of sailed that as being how valid that information was. What's your takeaway on the improvement or non-improvement of our understanding of the fishery?
It's still a work in progress. It is an improvement. Staff has been working through various committees that MRIP has had over the last couple of years. They have different staff members on those committees representing Virginia. Staff recently has been working to update all the site registries involved in the MRIP process. And we've had had technicians go to every single site and look at different information over the summer about their site to provide the National Marine Fisheries Service better information from that standpoint firsthand. The telephone survey information is being built up, that so-called phone book for every state from the FIP program and other things that we've established already before you. So it's a work in progress, but it is an improvement from where we were for about 30-year period. So.
Any other questions on the proposed emergency regulation? Any comments from the public? Seeing none, can we get a motion on the proposed emergency? Mr. Tanker.
Move to approve emergency regulation and the ensuing public hearing.
Can I clarify this? For the record, if you're going to approve that other public, which public hearing?
Just yes.
Just this. Okay.
Seconded by Mr. Robbins.
Second.
Yeah. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The emergency regulation is approved.
All right.
And you had some other things on CBAS.
This is what the eval actually is supposed to be in here for. That's the other item, which will be quick on this too. Chapter 950, which is what we're talking about. We currently have a recreational fishery defined for this year, which we're now closing, May 19th through October 14th and November 1 through December 31. Okay. Back in May 23rd, it was posted in the Federal Registry for the Black Sea Bass Recreational Fishery that the season for next year could be January 1 through February 28th, May 19th through October 14th, and November 1 through December 31. We have this overage. It's our understanding the payback of this overage will not be applied to 2013 but to 2014. So this is still a viable change to the recreation season in 2013 to allow a January-February season to be open, which, if that does occur, that's good for industry because that is a time when both tile fish and grouper fishermen, charter fleets trying to go out, they have black sea bass to go catch. It's very good for them. So we're still wishing to advertise for a January and February opening of this fishery in 2013, along with the dates we already have established. We also need to advertise to set the commercial quota. The commercial quota for 2013, we've actually gotten it earlier than we normally do. It will go up. Currently this year is at 341,440 pounds. It will increase to 356,000 pounds. We need to get that set in place before January if possible because the commercial fishery is an ITQ fishery individual transferable quotas, and that allows us to get their permit straight ahead of time so everyone knows how much quota they're individually going to be fishing on, and they're not having to wait till February or March to find that out. So that's the request right now, to advertise for December public hearing, the 2013 recreational black sea bass season, and the 2013 commercial quota.
Rick?
Just a couple of points. I think with respect to the payback, I am hopeful that the payback will occur in 2014. That's not written in stone yet, but I'm working towards that. And then I think with respect to the dates, I think you're fine for January and February. I would strongly encourage the commission to allow that opener to occur. The U.S. Secretary of Commerce just declared a disaster in the Mid-Atlantic, specifically in New York and New Jersey, relative to that fishery. And so I think it's important to allow that opportunity to occur. With respect to the other dates, I guess you can go ahead and set them, but I wouldn't set your calendar by them yet because the commission and council still have to hold their December meeting to discuss rec measures for 2013. And so those might change somewhat, but just maybe treat them as a placeholder and have that caveat there for the benefit of the public because coming out of that December meeting, there may need to be some changes depending on the result of that.
And we are aware the council meeting you speak of is going to be after our December 10th meeting
right. Here
at the commission, so
right. We
do always face that.
Any other questions or comments? Any objections to holding that hearing? Seeing none, that hearing is so ordered.